the sidewalk, and I didn't even know it.
This is Paloma from PiratePods.com, and tonight I'm at Cane's in San Diego with...
Hello, this is Daniel Johnston.
Got my car, went right over to the lost and found. I said, pardon me, but I seem to have lost my mind. She said, well, can you identify him, please? I said, why, sure, if you choose, little bugger, about yay big, a little warm from the rain. She said, well then, sir, this must be your brain. I said, thank you, ma'am, I'm always losing that dang thing. I had lost my brain. I had lost my brain.
So, Daniel, how's the tour coming along so far?
Well, I've got two more shows and that'll be it, and we're going home, so.
I've been listening to your new record, Is and Always Was, and I really think it's fantastic. I love it.
Thanks.
And I think you should be really proud of it. Tell us about what went into naming that record. How'd you come up with the name?
Somehow we came up with it.
It was one of your songs.
Yeah.
Okay. And I really love the song on the record, Freedom. Tell me when you feel most free.
Yeah, I don't enough.
Okay. I want to win. Freedom talks of freedom. I'm just a whim. I'm so trapped in boredom. I touch the shore. How can I get there? To go away, just to be nowhere. Last died my sleep, only to awake, laying in a coffin. You were my all, a poster at the mall. You took the fall, I couldn't call you anymore. The show must go on.
I understand that there's a rock opera being produced.
I wasn't able to take part in that.
Uh-huh.
Because they gave the money to my dad.
Oh, okay.
Instead of letting me have it, I would have been motivated to work on it.
Uh-huh.
So I never had any money for it. So in a month or two, they had it done, and we went, and it really wasn't my production
wasn't
or writing
production.
Or anything.
Oh, okay.
They just sang songs.
How did your writing and recording on this most recent record, how is it different from what you've done?
Well, it's done karaoke style. It sounds like, you know, when you see those machines, and you can sing along with the Rolling Stones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was like that. It sounded like the Beatles playing.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I really like the sound of this record.
Cool.
It's really nice. Do you have any pre-show rituals, anything you like to do to get ready?
I go to the bathroom, wash my hands.
Good idea, yeah.
And my lyrics, I get on stage.
And what are you thinking about when you're on stage?
I want it to end.
You want it to end?
And I'm there, and I want it to finish it, you know.
Yeah, I think we all do.
You know,
just get it over with.
Yeah. Exactly.
When you're not touring, what's a typical day? Do you spend a lot of time
I write, and I play, and I draw pictures.
And then let's see, what's one thing you wish you could change about the world?
Well, I don't know. That's a big question. That's a little bit too big.
It's a big
world
question.
World peace, they always say on the beauty pageants. Something like that. I don't know.
All right, well, that works.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Are there any artists that you haven't worked with yet that you would like to work with?
Sure. It's cool to meet different people when we're recording, so there's always more.
Yeah, there's always more.
Okay, I think we better go inside.
I think you better go inside. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Daniel.
Okay. We better get in
give
there
it to
and
her.
See. Oh, this is yours.
Right.
Sorry.
Unless she wants to give it to me, I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Daniel.
No problem.
I really appreciate your time.
Okay then.
All right. See Have a good show. We'll see you later.
It's like when you go to read your own poetry, you get all choked up.
Listen up and I'll tell a story.
about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory. Others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd?